Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of This Just In. I am here again with the Romance Pods. We are with a special guest today, Amaury from French Pod.
Hello, bonjour.
All right. Liliana from Spanish Pod.
Hola.
And Catherine from Italian Pod.
Ciao.
The Romance Pod Summits, huh? So we have all three
represent.
Of them.
Represent.
All right. So we're going to be talking about the usual stuff. And also we're going to be talking about the upcoming lessons. So let's get started. On Monday, we're going to have a lesson called The Food is Terrible. So basically somebody's giving food back.
So what's the problem? Too much salt, not enough salt?
They're in an American
hair in their food.
I don't know. No, there's like, yeah, the soup is too...
Wait, were you just knocking American food?
No.
Man.
Obviously, it's not French food.
Yeah, well, French food... This is the thing. Why is French cuisine considered to be so, like...
Because it's
exquisite.
The best.
Like, yeah. The best. And because so expensive.
Because of Julia Child and her role in the American world of cuisine.
It's like, for example, whenever you talk about duck, you always think it's like, wow, it's such an expensive dish. But you get it like, it's actually really cheap.
In other it can
places.
Be.
Yeah.
Or foie gras.
Yeah, exactly. What's
snails.
What is this foie gras?
It's the way you prepare it, because it takes so long to do and...
Well, and there's a lot of people who are really angry about it, and so it's illegal in America, in Chicago, I think, to sell it because of the way that they treat the animals.
Yeah, obviously, it's not a good time for the geese and stuff.
You think? Yeah. You think? The geese just explodes. That's basically what happens. But
not the geese, just the stomach.
Wow, just the stomach. That's great.
Like, we torture other animals, like crabs. Whenever you have crabs, you put them in boiling water alive.
And you hear them
scream.
And nobody complains about that. So it's like, oh, you know, the crabs
okay,
protection.
It's the difference between... hard shell animals and furry cute little animals.
That's true.
Like
that's
you know,
that's being
ducks and rabbits.
That's
and
being
cute.
Like a speciesist or
it
something.
It is speciesism.
I agree with you, Marco.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or shrimp.
A little crab.
Yeah, little crabs got feelings too. You know? They're pretty smart. All right, so we're going to be giving food back. You know, have these typical customers who are like, waiter, you know, giving back food. I've never done that in a restaurant.
Are
like,
you serious?
Well, like being mean about it.
I don't know, Lily, I guess you do it every time you go to the restaurant.
Not every time, but I do it.
I've been with you and you've done
not. Exactly. She's been with me. I've done it a couple of times. But it's because I always like ask for not very specific stuff, but sometimes like now that I don't need meat, I'm like, no meat, remember, this doesn't have meat? No, it doesn't. Comes back and almost with a steak on it.
Right.
I mean, of course I'm going to send it back.
Pork flakes.
Yeah.
All right. Whoa. So we're going to be talking about food. On Wednesday, we're going to be breaking bad news to our boss. So that's always tricky.
Oh, crap. So what kind of bad news?
Like more of a, I'm sorry, but the company is in bankruptcy.
Oh. Mm.
So we're going to be talking about little subtle ways of giving bad news and trying to make it a little bit nicer.
So there's good news and bad news. Which one do you want first?
Yeah, exactly. Or how can I put this, you know?
No, you know, whenever you say that, though, you know it's going to be bad.
Yeah. I think that bad news should be like a Band-Aid, you know, like fast to get it off. Like just
really?
Like, yeah.
Or what about, do you want the bad news or the really bad news?
Oh, yeah, well...
All right, and on Friday, we're going to be talking about romance again. The typical line, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, that's not romance, that's sad.
So we're going to be breaking up with someone, so we're going to show you how to break up with someone in English. So that's
Wait. They're going to get romantic advice from you?
Well, not romantic advice, but like the typical cliche words that you use, like, it's not you, it's me.
I feel like we've grown apart, and... I think just be better for you, not for you if we spend some time apart. Because, you know, I think you're better than this.
You should I should concentrate on work and, you know.
You deserve somebody better.
That's the worst.
You deserve someone that can make you happy.
Yeah. Oh.
You're great.
You're great.
You're great. You're so
you're
great.
You're really great, and I really think you can find someone.
So, yeah, what other ways have you broken up with someone?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, like, seriously, the times I've broken up, I'm very direct. Like, I'm sorry, it's just not working out. But why? I can try to be better. No,
yeah,
it's
just give
me
a chance. Give me a chance.
I hate when people say that. It's not working. It's just not clicking.
Do you think it's, like, advisable to ask somebody for another chance when they're breaking up with you, or do you just accept it? Because it is a little bit like begging, right?
It's sad. Yeah,
if it's like pity, you know, if you give me a chance, or
yeah,
it's pity. No, it's not worth it.
That's what I'm saying, and it's always pity.
Yeah, it is.
You're breaking up with a person. Please give me a second chance. Okay, nah. You already took the decision of breaking up with him in the first place. So why would you want to another half?
Have you ever been dumped? Have you somebody ever broken up with you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did you get like any lame cliche lines in there?
Oh, I just see you at this point as someone I'd really want to keep as a friend, but.
Nothing else.
But I just don't see a future for us.
Jeez.
You know, in my case, no one has ever broken up with me. But basically what he did, because he didn't have the guts to tell me, he just stopped calling.
That's always a good one.
There's disappeared. The one where
he just disappeared. And the next time I saw him, he was with another girl. And I was like, I had that.
Oh, sweetheart.
He didn't disappear, though. He didn't disappear. He just showed up with another girl and I realized it was over.
But yeah, like, well, me too.
The best thing is really when both of the people agree, you know, they want to split.
Yeah.
It happened to me once. I knew that the girl wanted to split with me and I wanted to split with her. So it was quite cool. But when I went to see her and I was sure, 100% sure they wanted to split. So I was quite really cool. And we sat at the bar and I looked into her eyes and I said, you know, I want to marry you.
What?
She looked at me and said, what? Nah, it's a joke, actually.
Actually, you said that?
Yeah. Honestly, and she was like, no, it's the opposite. No, I know it's not going well and stuff, so we're going to see it. But honestly, she got such a fright.
Oh, yeah, come
so
on.
Funny.
That's an icebreaker right there.
No, but imagine, I want to marry you. Well, no, actually, I want to dump you.
Yeah, that's mean.
I knew she wanted as well.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
Another way that I dumped a girl, and I was a teenager, one of the first girlfriend I had, I said, yeah, no, you're just too tall.
You're too tall? Oh, you broke up with someone because they're too tall.
Mm-hmm. I broke up with someone because he was too childish.
Really?
I was like, listen, I want to say something nice and I couldn't, I was just like not thinking. I was like, I am way too mature for you. And before I could stop myself, it was all out. And I was just like, I'm really sorry. You can leave now.
Well, one of my best friends, his ex-girlfriend broke up with him because, I quote, you're too perfect.
Oh.
I know someone who got broken up because of
that.
What
the hell is
up with
that?
He was like, you're too perfect. I can't be with you.
That's so lame.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you're too nice to me. You give me everything that I want. We can't be together.
You treat me too well.
Yeah, exactly. What's up with that?
It's, you know, it's guys that like to be mistreated. You know, some guys like
that. And there are a lot of guys.
Yeah, they like the drama. If they don't get the drama, they don't feel that they're cared for, you know? They're like, oh, please be jealous. Please ask me where I'm going, where I'm at, who I was with, and blah, 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 you know?
I don't think so. I think it's just an excuse.
Maybe.
I definitely know guys who like to be mistreated, who only find girls who start fights, who fight in public, who throw things, who, you know, they love it.
Okay, if you like that, go for the Latinas. Go for the Latinas.
You'll get a lot of drama.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, where were you and who were you with? No, you're not going out with your friends.
I smell
tonight.
A girl on your breath. Who are you talking to?
What about jealousy? Are you jealous girlfriends? Silence says it all, huh?
No. Okay, No, I am.
Yeah,
you are.
No. It depends. Like, if he's, like, talking with someone, like, I think once I almost hit the girl. Like,
really?
Yeah. I went with, you know, with straight to just punch her.
Well, was she trying something on your boyfriend?
No, she was just talking to him.
Oh. What? Okay.
But no, I mean, you know, as a girl, you know who
you
likes.
You when a girl's trying to get her little fingers and, you know,
you know,
nails
I mean,
your guy.
And we know because we do it too, you know. We know how to flirt.
They've got that instinct.
Yeah, they got
that. Yeah. So the problem was that he didn't introduce me. And he was taking too long, so I was getting impatient, so I just went for it. So, he caught me.
I think that's the number one mistake. We forget to introduce our girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or when we do, you're like, oh, this is Catherine, and you don't say anything.
No, if you don't say, like, hey, this is Catherine, she's my girlfriend, you're like, automatically alarms are going off in your head.
Yes.
You're like, oh my God, what an idiot. Like, he needs to say, like, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's...
The formal introduction is like,
did you hear?
Careful.
He needs to say it.
All right.
That's true.
A good tip for all the guys out there. That's all the lessons we have next week. They're really fun. And now let's take a look at the country of the week. All right. The country of the week is another Asian country. Last week it was China.
Japan.
This time it's South Korea.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of traffic from South Korea.
Nice.
Yeah, so apparently...
How do you say hello in Korean?
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
All right, there we go. So,
안녕하세요 to everyone in
South
wherever.
Korea.
Seoul, Busan.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
And they have really fast internet. Apparently, South Korea has like the fastest internet in the world or something.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Wow.
So, they're really connected. So, congratulations, South Korea. Be sure to leave your questions and comments.
Yeah, bravo.
On the site. And thanks for everyone for their feedback. We got some good feedback from one of our users in Taiwan. His picture is really cool. He's there with like a motorcycle. And he said that we use a lot of phrasal verbs and a lot of like slang terms in this just in. So we should maybe put them in a section, like a couple of the words we use so they can understand.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, so we're going to be working on that. And if anyone has any more suggestions, any comments or any questions, let us know. Go to the site, englishpod.com. So that's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
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 EnglishPod.com.